All righty. So anytime you're ready, Steph, go for it.
Not play music?
After the intro, Steph.
After you talk, you I start been? The music.
Okay. All right. okay. Season 6, episode 3. As the gang battles a demon who... No, that's not right.
We're doing 5 and 6, right?
Yeah, we're doing episode 5. Also, you might want to say you're listening to Potential Cast at the very beginning.
You're listening to Potential Cast.
It might jog your memory.
Really? Okay. You're listening.
It's Ricky. Okay, guys. Give her a break. It's only the 135th time we do this.
You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 6, Episode 5, Life Serial. I almost said serial life. It's a case of bad timing as Buffy goes out searching for a job just as Andrew, Jonathan, and Warren decide to test her in search of a weakness they can exploit.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
And I am Illyrio.
And joining us is...
Oh no.
Ashley!
Ashley! I think you might be on a delay. We're going to see how this goes. I may need you to reconnect at some point, but we'll figure it out. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Ashley, did you watch Buffy back in the day when it first aired? I bet you didn't. Because I feel like you're one of the... I feel like you're one of our young listeners.
Yes. In its original era.
Okay.
I was about, like, when did they come out? Early 97, so I was probably, like, 6 when the show came out.
Oh, okay.
You're a youngin'!
Wow. I'm, like, worried to ask you what you thought of Innocence and Passion. So, folks... there's a lot going on in this episode that we have to get out of the way first. There's a lot of SOD, I think.
You think?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this whole Buffy trying to figure out a job thing, it's interesting.
She needs something to distract her. She just needs to feel like she has a purpose. She's
in the world, something. In the words of Lucy, you need involvement, Charlie Brown.
Well,
is what we're
okay,
saying to
the,
Buffy, I think.
This is how I look at it. In high school, it was high school as hell. The demons are, you know, represent the everyday fears that teenagers have. We had a time of transition, and now this is life. Life is, you know, in all its the evils that come with living in this world. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I figure this is more life for Buffy. So it's a lot harder, and it came out of nowhere because she was dead for like 3 months. So it's more. Hard for her because it like really came nowhere with her mother's death, you know, her dropping out of school, you know, she wasn't prepared for like even death coming back.
I mean, that is a good point. I mean, she went from losing her mom to being dead in what? A couple weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then brought back from the dead.
Yeah.
So she's had a rough half year, guys.
I would agree with that entirely. Absolutely. What's important also to realize is that she's clearly she has no real life skills.
No, she doesn't.
She has
I don't think she had any high school skills either.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. really.
This is
I think
true.
The only skill she had was working in the diner when she was Anne.
Mm.
Right?
True.
That's
but
it.
As we can see, true. she's only a customer service type person in maybe the restoration, or what do you call that in English? I know in French what we call it. In the restaurant biz.
Yeah.
In the eatery business.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I probably would have cried on coffee.
Yeah. But in the retail business, oof.
Yeah, she's horrible.
Oof. I mean, I think I worked retail. I don't really think I worked retail. I think I worked convenience store retail. And at
like
that,
on
it was
Clerks?
Like a, no, it was like a, Kimberly, did you in university have these little kind of hole in the wall little places where you can get drinks and chips and cigarettes?
Yeah.
Like inside faculty buildings? Like that's where I worked for 2 years. Okay. It was across the hall from the computer lab where I also worked. So I was like master of the hall. And it was basically, like that was my limited reese. No, I was the guy that was denying people quarters because of the quarter shortage of 1998, which was a real thing. By the way, look it up. It was terrible. But the idea is that she's clearly not going to do well if she has to fend for herself, regardless of these three losers. You know, messing with her. We're basically in the middle of a situation where let's take that part out of it, like these guys messing with her, and actually just deal with Buffy trying to figure out how to work. I think of all of the situations, I think she would have been better as a construction worker if it wasn't for those demons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the misogyny.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That clearly. Goes.
I think Buffy's issue is that she's giving up easily.
As always.
That's her main issue, I guess, in life. But she just gives up a lot of times, even though, you know, we like to see Buffy as strong and everything. And she fights and keeps going further. But I think she's probably, like, in the time of her life, which, like, giving up seems very easy.
Or
that's why she quit retail so easily,
young girl Buffy.
Cool thing.
Sorry, Steph, what was that? Young girl Buffy what?
Yeah, the young adult Buffy gives up easily, but the Slayer doesn't when the Slayer...
Yeah, I think if she had to, she would work it out. You know, she would find a job or just find something if she absolutely had to, but she has such a big support system around that group of friends that she has the ability to venture out and try different things.
Yeah.
Although I am worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried because at the end of last episode, we saw her pass the book off to Giles.
Right.
And a little birdie told me that maybe something similar might happen soonish.
What? Don't tell me.
Of passing the buck off to Giles. And
well,
I'm worried.
You know, he did give her a check. To pay the bills this time. But, you know, when that money's gone, what is she going to do?
Find herself another sugar daddy? Like many young fit women have
before
her?
He's Daddy Giles, though. But... he's Daddy, so I can see you, like absentee father. Like, he's, like, the worst. And her mom is, you know, gone. So, he's, like, the only parent she has left. And she's going to, like, on his lap and let him take care of everything. Okay.
Like, I'm wondering if Buffy's dad ever does come back.
Oh, if he does, I hope he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, because if he did and he offered her money, I don't think she would take it anyway.
I think she'd take it. I think she's pretty desperate for financial stability. Also, it is her dad.
Yeah,
but I think she would resent
him. At the point. So,
I don't think that she would take it.
No.
I think she would tell him to shove it up his ass.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then her lights would cut off.
Mm-hmm. So, the nerds.
The stereotypical nerd. I don't want to say that because this is probably what all other nerds are based off of, right? All other nerdy nerds were based off of because, like, I think Steph, you mentioned something last time we spoke. Like, this was before nerds were cool, or these guys made nerds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember this being in anything.
Really, yeah.
No, you know, I don't remember pop culture references being at this time.
Mm.
Hmm. Nerds are being the villains and not the bullied.
Yeah. Mm. This is probably one of the first times we've seen that, right?
Well, to be honest, all supervillains are nerds, right?
Sure.
No? Isn't Lex Luthor a nerd?
Wasn't he just super rich? And he just surrounded himself with smart people?
Hmm, maybe.
Who knows? Is Gabby still there? Did we lose
Yes,
Gabby?
I am.
Okay, she's just being super
I just
quiet.
I don't have much to add right now.
Artie does, though.
Yes, he does a little too much. That's the problem.
Yeah, so... Can we go through these Herculean trials of Buffy
in sure. order?
So the first one was, what was the first one again?
They put that thing on her where time was speeding
first
up.
First one was exploding lint. Exploding lint.
Exploding lint.
Oh yeah, the exploding lint. So was that Warren Andrews?
That was Warren.
That was Warren. So, Warren, Lint.
Warren.
So, can we
the one
all,
bumped into her.
Can we all say how horrible a friend Tara is?
Why?
Well, if I was with Buffy and all of a sudden she just stood there, not moving, I wouldn't fucking go to class. I'd ask her, hey, are you okay? What's going on? Why aren't you moving?
Well, she's not paying attention because she's going on and on about... making food for Willow.
You gotta keep
your
grades up, man.
Yeah.
She's probably on a scholarship. Keep
yeah. Although I did.
Like,
feel...
she's not enrolled, so.
Yeah, that's. By the way,
just
that's,
auditing.
I was gonna say, I've never heard of such a thing in my life.
Auditing courses? It's the best.
I never. That was not an option. Where
really?
I didn't think that was a real thing.
No, I remember some people were auditing courses because they'd recently moved to the country and they didn't register in time, so they audited some courses and then they were actually given the credit later.
Huh.
When they were able to like retroactively figure out, like once they figured out their details,
mm-hmm.
they're actually able to get the credits. Auditing courses is something that I've never done because if I'm going to sit through that, I'm going to pay and I'm going to get credits right away. But
yeah.
It was something that a bunch of people that I knew would do every once in a while. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, I could, you know, I should have done that because I did take a couple of part-time semesters. Mm-hmm. But I was busy working at the hole in the wall, selling cigarettes. the exploding lint... Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, what was the second one? Was it the store? No, it was the construction.
Construction. The demons,
it
yeah.
was Jonathan's
construction. Yeah.
Construction.
Okay.
Yeah, summon the demons for the construction.
Okay. So that one was
the destruction
really
of construction.
Quite interesting because Buffy found her place. She had found a place that she could deal with the idiots, with the catcalls, but she was definitely useful. And then, mm-hmm. of course, that one union guy is like, hey, slow down.
Yeah. Plus, the guys wouldn't have her back to say, like,
yeah.
If she was the one to fight off the demons, they're not going to be like, hey, this girl saved my life. So I'm not going to have
no,
her back.
Because a man could never admit of such a thing. And then Andrew does the Groundhog Day episode.
Yes.
So,
again, another SOD thing.
We got to go around the table here, and I want each of you, starting with myself, actually, each of us to proclaim their favorite one of these three. I'm going to say the Groundhog Day in the store is my favorite.
I didn't like any of them. I'm sorry, guys.
Really? Not at all?
I feel like they built up. Like, the first one was cool. It was a cool effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was cool.
Didn't have a point. And mm-hmm. the second one,
distraction.
I guess they were testing her abilities with the second one.
Well, I didn't get that they
were testing her ability.
I didn't get that they were trying to, you know, gather information on her. I thought they were just trying to mess with her. But I didn't know that they were.
I think Warren was trying to freak her out. I think was doing the studies. And I guess the last one was to freak out too, just to see like her if she's able to mentally figure out the puzzle. I guess otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there was a lot of rank amateurness coming from these guys.
Yes,
the nondescript van being extraordinarily recognizable.
Yeah.
And them being like really super close to where they were doing this so that they could be spotted was really quite difficult to gather. I know. That horn was awesome. That was ridiculously awesome horn. But yeah, I mean, I love the Groundhog Day one. So Kim, you didn't like any of them?
Nah.
Gabby?
Didn't
particularly care.
I really liked the Groundhog Day episode because I feel like that's my life sometimes. I feel like I'm being tested and the same horrible thing is going over and over and over and over and over again until I get it right, until there is a satisfied customer, until, oh my God. Yeah, it was a little too real, so stupid. But I enjoyed that one a lot. Of the tests, that was the most humorous and the one that I could relate to. Also, having been a shop girl back in high school and college, I completely understand. The other two, I was just kind of meh over.
Understood, mm-hmm. Steph.
Yeah, I said that they kind of built up. They got better. But which one I think the last one was the most fun.
The demon one? With Jonathan?
No, the one in the store. The Groundhog Day one.
The Groundhog Day one.
The demon one with Jonathan wasn't a test, right? It was just them trying to mess with her, right?
I thought it was one of
the
tests.
It was?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, let's read some YouTube comments. Ace9K says, I bet you're all disappointed the episode's not about Buffy the cereal.
No, not at all.
Buffy
had a cereal?
Cereal life?
I know.
Uh-huh. Kelly Joe says, hello there. I bet you're all surprised to see me on a live chat.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. Kelly Joe's all about the live chats. Do you remember that show? I think it was called Media Graveyard. No, Media Junkyard.
Media Graveyard.
Bob says, hi, I can watch the first 10 minutes before I have to podcast. Bob, you should stop podcasting. There's really no point. Corey actually wants to correct us. He suggests that Jonathan did the time loop. And I think he's right. Because Jonathan does the spells and Andrew summons demons. So I think maybe Jonathan did the time loop Groundhog Day thing, and it was Andrew who summoned the demons at the construction site.
But then he took credit for it, the first dude, because he's like, what's my score? Remember?
Well, they're all keeping score.
But they had their own score for themselves, and he took credit for time loop one.
Really?
Yeah. Remember they gave him 220 points? Did I just make that up? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that...
That's good.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Honestly, it's it does not matter.
Oh, it doesn't. It's like calling... like calling Springville Springton or Springfield Springville. And Ryan says boobies. I'd like to correct you, Ryan. I think it's called boobs is the new way to say that. Yeah. So Kim, you didn't like them, huh? These things?
They were okay. Like, you know, super campy as I expected it to be this way. Yeah. I liked how the three of them bounced off each other. I thought they were very funny, you know, juvenile, like laughing at quotes that will come up later, I'm sure. And because at first I didn't realize what they were doing, because I had the feeling that they were trying to, what's the word, like knock Buffy off her game, you know, but I didn't think it was going to be like a set of tests. And then I think they even said later on about how they were gathering information on her to ultimately take her down. So it just, I didn't get that part at the beginning. Like I got that they were trying to like not bring her down, but just sort of like mess with her. Like I thought they were just being, you know, jerks.
Okay. Yeah. I really don't like these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I find no redeeming quality in anything at all right now. And it's really, really annoying because I'd figure there would be something there. And right now they're just douchebags.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you said, they're amateurs.
They're like kids with grown-up toys, is what it is.
And I guess Lex Luthor had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, the whole, like, check and see if you can get any porn. Like, I was just like, you know, that was, I expected that, but.
I think we all expected that.
Like, okay. It's like, of course, they're going to get sidetracked by boobs all the time.
Boobs.
Boobs.
I watched too many of those Honest trailers. Yeah.
I like that they've realized that Buffy is shiftless. And, is that the word, shiftless?
I'm not sure.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Shiftless. Lack of ambition. Idle.
Well, let's talk about that. Her lack of ambition, shall we? She'd rather be dead again, and not just in the funny haha way that you may have mentioned in a quote that I'm not going to steal, but
she's just frustrated.
I think she's not happy being back. Yeah. I think that she's still very, I'd rather not be here.
Well, there's really nothing going on in Sunnydale that we like. Because usually each week or each season, they're leading up to defeating something. There's just nothing going on. So everyone's just kind of like bored.
Because
we don't even know what the big bad is yet.
Well, let's talk about that.
Because you think it might be Willow.
Well, I'm really hoping
it might be these three guys, the trio. Who knows what's going to
be? I think more realistically, it might be Buffy's lack of motivation.
Herself?
Buffy is the big bad.
I think she might have to just deal with the fact that she's shiftless. But it's more of a, I mean, for me, what I see right now as the big, huge problem, especially up to this episode and the previous ones. It's not these twerps, because these guys are just, you know, I mean, it'll take half an episode and they'll be foiled. It's more a situation of what is really Buffy's big obstacle here. And I think this season it might actually be Buffy. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going with. I think Buffy's big obstacle is Buffy. So we'll see. I mean, she's doing shots with Spike in this episode, right? So, how do you feel about that, Kim? How do you feel about Buffy and Spike sharing some libation?
Yeah, it is okay. It is okay. Like, I didn't feel a romantic connection going anywhere, so I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, like she said, she should rather hang out with him than anybody else.
Yeah, he gets it. And he's not going to, you know, judge her in any way for any reason.
This is true.
Yeah. So I think he's probably the best person to her.
He's definitely the least around. Judgy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, personality at the moment. Around. Yeah.
At the moment, yeah. So.
Definitely.
Did it drive anybody else nuts that at the beginning they ask Buffy, like, well, how was everything with Angel? And then she, like, brushes it aside, and it was driving me nuts. Like, was there a crossover episode that I missed?
I know, and now Steph is making muted, and we can't ask her. She's out of the room. Oh. You bring this up at the perfect time, Gabby.
You know what? I honestly forgot about that.
Yeah?
I forgot. Like, I knew that she went to see Angel because they, you know, previously on ended it with that.
Yeah.
But when she's like, I just don't want to talk about it, we'll leave it at that. I'm like, okay. What's the point of all that?
I know. I got mad. I'm like, wait a minute. I missed something.
So do we have to wait till we watch Angel to figure out what happened? Or
I have no idea.
You know, I think Robin and them kind of spoiled us and they said there really aren't any more crossovers.
I don't think there are any more crossovers of consequence.
Yeah.
Right?
But I wanted to know what happened. I wanted to know what happened that was intense.
So, guys, I totally forgot about the poker game.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, they are using cats as currency.
Kittens. Okay, favorite alien. Not alien. They look like aliens. This isn't X-Files. Favorite demon around the table. Go, Gabby.
Oh, God, I don't even remember at this point.
There was the flabby skin guy. There was the guy with the multiple eyes and the horns. And there was the guy that, I don't know, just looked green.
I like the loose skin guy.
The loose skin guy was hilarious.
He was killing me.
He was really funny.
With the card stuck within the folds of his skin. I was like, yeah. Ew.
That was awesome.
Ew.
Absolutely hilarious.
That was so Job of the Hutt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I what I really enjoy is, and I'm kind of watching it now, is some of them will have modern clothing. And some of them will have, like, it looks like they just got off the boat from Pylea.
Oh, Pylea.
There's lots of Bacardi crates in the background. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did, and they had really Soul nice. As well. I was like, who drinks Soul anymore?
No one.
Well, it was what?
The poor man's Corona.
Yeah.
Someone actually told me that.
Angel's a vampire who drinks some Soul, and he's glad to meet. Maybe it's all Angel's stash. The demon with no neck. So, let's do some feedback. I have some emails here. There are no voicemails to play.
What?
Yeah, I know. We have a
Come on, you guys.
We have a couple emails. We have a couple emails, and we have some Facebook feedback. So, can either of you do any of this stuff, or is it all on me?
Because
I can do the emails.
Okay, I can do the Facebook.
So let me grab Missy's email.
I'm doing my nails right now, guys.
That's fine. That's fine. I assumed as much, Kim.
Hold on. So,
Missy's email for Life Cereal. Hi, Gax. Stefan Guest. So, actually, it's just Gak right now.
I was going to say Stefan
Guest are indisposed. So Buffy brings a nice bucket of chicken home for everyone, and they've already stuffed their ungrateful faces full of food. Rude! And then question what she plans to do with her life. Ruder! LOL, I'm just playing. But I gotta say, I think Buffy's right in thinking about the house first. Going back to school or rushing into a job could make her lose the house. Then what she plans to do with her life doesn't matter, because her, Dawn, Willow, Giles, and Tara will be living under a bridge or in Tara's dorm room. Say, why aren't Willow and Tara living there now that Buffy's back? I hope you guys are wearing your nerd hats. It's game night in the trio's Dungeon of Weirdness. We get three for one. Thanks, boys. Up first is a trip back to college. Poor Buffy, she's a little rusty on the fast-paced nature of sociology and Mike. Maybe an art class with Tara would be simpler. No, not. Because of Warren, she never makes it. It's wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey lint. Oh, thank you, Simone. That was wonderful. I think we've all noticed that Buffy has super strength. Xander gets her a job on one of his construction sites. Yay for friends! Too bad Xander works with a bunch of sexist douche nozzles. which is worse, the nozzle or the bag? I'm gonna leave that up to you guys. Strike two, melting demons? Bummer. But wait, Giles and Anya own a store. Buffy could finally have her stable job. Womp womp, another time loop. But I think this was supposed to sound like a TARDIS. Hold on. Another time loop, but with a mummy hand. Genius! We get some nice geeky references. Star Wars, Star Trek, The X-Files, and James Bond. Buffy and Spike doing whiskey shots in his crypt. Kitten poker and drunk Buffy fighting a demon or Jonathan are three of my favorite scenes. Pre-cable porn. Not a quote, an observation. Giles gives Buffy a check for $10,000.
Did they say the amount?
I don't know. I don't remember. The Watchers Council pays him good. So a question for Gak. You mentioned in Flooded that you think the trio will be comedic interludes throughout the season and not a real threat. So my question is, if they outrightly say, as they do in this episode, they wish to be threats against Buffy, does that change your opinion of them?
No. Simone. I want to be a millionaire. Is that going to happen? I'm just saying, I want to be a millionaire. They can say they want to be threats, but I'm like, I want to be a millionaire. It's not going to happen.
I understand now. No. Not unless, I don't know, acting takes off.
I think that they're going to have a big part in this season, but I don't think it's going to be, I think it's going to be comical. I don't think it's going to be serious. Like it's going to go an episode arc. I think, honestly, like you were hinting earlier, I think we're going to have to be more worried of Willow than anything.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm doing my little happy dance. Thanks, Simone. I'm going to read Chris Reed's email now. Once Gmail registers that I've clicked on it. Hey, isn't technology great in the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you know that the 21st century is when it all changes? Gmail is refusing to respond. This is very new. All right. Hey, Gabby, do you have some of that Facebook feedback queued up for Life Serial?
I sure do.
That's awesome. Go for it.
I do too.
Yay!
Now, I'd sing this, but I don't want to alienate our entire listener base. So instead, I'll just say both of them aloud.
You think you're alienating both of them?
Yes. Patrick Thomas says, "I got you, babe," and I wanted to do it, and I can't. I'm Julia Frick. More nerds! Yay! I still think Buffy should be getting paid by the Watchers Council. Travers shouldn't want the Slayer to split her focus between slaying and a day job.
Was that a message from Tiny Traveler?
but the best part, oh my god, I cannot read today.
No, you can't. Hey, Kim, you want to take over?
Thank you. Oh, damn.
Ouch.
Jeez. You are the weakest link.
Wow.
But the best part of the ep is all the pop culture arguments between the nerds. Andrew with his Scully crush, that made me laugh, only because I'm watching and participating in Intro to X.
I can read now.
Go ahead.
Rob, K's response. This episode is the four rooms of the Buffyverse. The time loop montage is literally the hardest I laugh at any point in the series. Also, the whole poker / drunk Buffy scene makes me giggle. Totally underrated.
Nah. Two words. Kitten, poker. This is from Nikki. Nikki Faith. I love the Buffy and Spike bait too. Hello?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
Oh, sorry.
We're just paying attention to you.
I thought it was so quiet. I love the Buffy and Spike bit too. Also the face Buffy makes when she drinks, which is not entirely unlike mine for most alcoholic drinks. Agreed. When I drink tequila, I'd make the same noise.
I make a very different noise.
Woohoo! Right? Is that yours?
Hey, it's more of a, yes, bring me more!
Bob Grant says, with Jane Espenson and David Fury writing, this was always going to be a funny episode, with lots of the trio, love the best Bond argument, and kitten poker, and plenty of pop culture reference. I like this episode less than most people, and I can't stand time loops. Oh, I was the only person I know that didn't like Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Really? Interesting.
let's touch on this, shall we? Let me see. I am very grateful that Giles gave Buffy that check. The her needing money storyline was silly. And I agree with Julia Frick. The Watchers Council should be paying her rather than splurging on retreats. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that Buffy would have any difficulty in holding down a job when the boss was Xander or Giles. Suspension of disbelief only goes so far.
Right. Patrick says, drunk Buffy, time loop, and a mummy hand? Excellent.
Ray Doria says, I really love this episode. It's so much fun watching the trio mess with Buffy. A very funny episode just when the show kind of needed it. Also, I think SMG is really great in this one. Her comedic timing is on point throughout, but also gives a really neat performance in that serious scene with Giles at the end.
Yeah, I agree. Valpass, New York Yankee fan says, I'm really hoping someone picks the sound that Buffy makes after each voice of Wesley as their favorite quote. I can't even write it phonetically. I did. Don't worry. I did.
I am frozen now.
Dylan writes, I have a theory in this whole episode. I have a theory in that this whole episode was a clever construct just to get Buffy to break Giles' glasses. Who's with me? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, fine. Still an awesome episode. Evil trio rules. And Julia Frick is damn right. Buffy is arguably the most important member of the Watchers Council. Why didn't it occur to her to bring up her own compensation when she got Giles reinstated? Anyway, when Buffy life goes bad, we get to have fun at her expense, so it all works out in the end.
Okay.
Taylor writes, while I've always agreed that Buffy should be paid, I have a few thoughts for why she should not. Number one, Kendra. There's a precedence of the there's a precedence of the Watcher being the Slayer's guardian, so maybe part of the Watcher's salary is Slayer upkeep. Two, Slayers typically don't have Slayers typically don't live past the late teens, so there's rarely a need to consider what a financially independent Slayer would need. Number three, Buffy has refused payment because taking money from the council would give them control over her. Good point.
That is a very good point.
Julia again says, I think Taylor is right in that past Slayers have lived with and been financially taken care of by their Watchers. I don't know if Giles is still being paid by the council at this point, but if he is, then he shouldn't be acting like giving Buffy money is a big favor. Now that he's back in Sunnydale, he should just live with Buffy and help her with expenses. And Willow and Tara should help be helping with the money too if they're living there. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone putting all this solely on Buffy? On the other hand, this episode is funny. As long as Buffy's financial troubles stay funny, I'll try to overlook the loopholes. It's true. Why is it all on Buffy?
Yeah, it still pisses me off when in the previously on, and when they had the little Willow discussion with the, yeah, we need to talk about your money situation.
Yeah.
hello?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
She should be like, you're all living here for free. Let's do some, yeah. Princess, Katrin Mills says, I hope I'm saying that right. I really think the Slayers should be paid. It just seems logical. It'd be hard for them to have a real job anyway. I know they're young, but still. And then she also adds, also, kitten poker, fun stuff.
Kitten poker is fun.
The end.
And nice. Steed.
All right, I get to bookend this with another email. Chris Reed said, hey! Chris here with another message. That was me, that wasn't him. Life Serial is one of my favorite episodes of all time, and one of the funniest. Though it surely doesn't start that way with more dead Joyce. Buffy coming home to find everyone numbing without her and realizing she needs a job. Depressed and broke, like a true adult. Luckily, the three geeks are here to bring the laughs with their bag of tricks. First up, time manipulation. Thank God I didn't have to hear Tara talk about Willow's yummy face. Less Tara, more Warren. Okay, not really sure how this works. Does it only speed up time around Buffy? What if someone is across the street? Will they see the fast forwarding? It's hard to understand, but makes for fun TV, with Buffy landing on her ass several times. She should really take those advanced walking classes. Buffy finds the evil lint pretty fast, but that's fine, because round two has her working with the Zan Man. By the way, Chris, I think time was moving quickly for Buffy, as evidenced in the original series Star Trek episode, where the aliens were speeding up members of the crew, and they would walk around, and they would be out of phase. So they would be very, not out of phase, but they'd be walking around so quickly that when other people moved, they would barely move at all. Until it was convenient for Bones to make it from one part of the ship to another within the time that it took Kirk to do that. And therefore, that really supplanted the whole plot. But
nerd!
I think we're just being shown how quickly time is moving for Buffy. And everyone was moving that quickly. She was just moving slowly, you see. How cute does Buffy look in that hard hat? I love the stereotypical sexist construction workings, but not as much as I love seeing them get smacked about by snot demons. Felt bad for the demon that got its head crushed. Harsh. I like this trick more than the first, if only for more Buffy and Xander time. They rarely get screen time alone together these days. What I also liked was that Mexican worker denying that Buffy saved him. Yeah, he did it because he's an insecure knob, but it also shows that the people of Sunnydale still refuse to speak out about demons existing and continue to see what they want to see.
Were we able to get Ashley back?
I've tried and tried and tried, and I'm going to keep trying, especially after I'm done reading this email. Now, for the best part of the whole episode, I love the time loop. From Giles' advice to his glasses to Buffy smashing his glasses to the mummy hand. Oh, the mummy hand. But man, that customer had to stick up her ass. Or maybe the lack of a stick in her ass is why she was so stuck up. Oh, you went there. Don't go there.
I thought that with the way that they focused on her when she opened the door, I was like, uh-oh, is this going to be Giles' new love interest?
Ooh.
Did you guys think that? I thought that for a split second.
Are you suggesting he has a stick? <All right. laughs> Perhaps that's why she wanted a mummy hand. A living hand with long fingers to... Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Nasty old bird indeed, Chris. Oh, my. I'm skipping a few choice parts here. Spike's whole... You're a creature of the darkness, like me, to Buffy is very true, but he's still being sleazy. I wonder if he sees his knight playing poker with Buff as another date. Sexy creep. Overall, the episode is 8.5 out of 10 for me. They managed to make it lighthearted and funny despite Buffy still being depressed. That takes skill. That ending with Giles worrying. Okay, going to watch the next episode because someone thought it'd be a good idea to record both in one night. Bye for now. Hey, man, it's old school. It's how we do. Right? Is that what the young people say?
Sure.
How we do?
Perhaps at one point, yes. Oh,
thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, thanks for your feedback, everyone. I think it's time for us to finish our discussion and then maybe rate the episode. Anybody want to talk about anything really cool? I'll go first. Oh my god, Jonathan! Jonathan as the demon, basically from Tenacious D. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just shorter.
Yeah. Whoa.
And he got his ass kicked. It was hilarious. Oh, Steph is back.
I burst out laughing when he threw down like that little smoke bomb and then ran away.
I know.
Smoke bomb.
Dying.
Fruit basket. And,
okay. Fruit basket.
That was Jazz hilarious.
And, you know, if Buffy hadn't been drunk, she would have hurt poor Jonathan.
Oh, yep. For sure.
For sure.
She barely tapped him. He was like, ooh.
I friggin' love Drunk Buffy.
Buffy is amazing.
Drunk Buffy is my favorite of the Buffys.
Drunk Buffy and Drunk Sherlock should go out on a date. That's what I think. Yeah, so Jonathan as Hellboy / Demon from Tenacious D was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Apart from that, and Giles being a horrible enabler, giving her money.
I don't have any really other points. That he's,
I guess so.
I really enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed her trials. I especially enjoyed the time loop. I'm a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, apart from that, I don't have anything else to say. I actually enjoyed this episode quite a bit. Anyone else with any points? I'll just mute myself as I eat my salad.
Go ahead, Gabby.
Oh no, I have no real points nor nothing incredibly intelligent to add to this conversation other than it was a fun romp, but at the same time I'm quickly finding myself irritated with the trio. I'm kind of over them already. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get to the nitty gritty. I think a lot of it is because I feel in my heart that Willow is going to the bad place. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see, I want some darkness and I want it now, which is weird because normally I like the funny.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of over the funny right now because again, I think the trio is pathetic and they aren't amusing.
Yeah. See, so maybe the trio, okay, Warren seems like the truly bad person. And
why is that?
Jonathan, because was it in the last episode of Flooded when he told the whatever demon?
the Umbop demon?
he gave that demon Buffy's address.
Yeah.
Behind the other two's back.
Fashnik.
Fashnik.
Or Todd Statchwick. So I feel like he's really bad. And Jonathan and Andrew, they're just, I don't know if they're just followers or if they're just.
They're a little innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening. I think one of the three is going to emerge as being like, okay, guys, let's grow up and let's really do this.
Do something evil.
Mm-hmm.
Do something truly evil.
We keep saying that we're going to do it, but we got to do it now. Like, I think that might happen. I like the trio right now. Actually, I do. I think that they need someone other than Anya and Xander to do the comic relief. Because that could get stale. I'm not sure. That's kind of where I'm leaning right now.
Did y'all talk about how Andrew spoiled an episode of the X-Files for us?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that, but go ahead, Steph.
You know, they just, like, obviously they got this idea from other genre television shows because mm-hmm. they mentioned Star Trek Next Generation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the long conversation about Bond that I think a lot of people have, you know, everybody has.
Yeah, like which Bond is your favorite?
I think that was more like the writers having their discussion put to the page. You know what I mean? I think that there was their release. It was funny, but yeah.
I don't. Maybe what annoys me is I don't see the point.
Yeah, there was no point to anything that.
I think that's what bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It seems aimless and ridiculous for no good reason.
I think that's the whole point of it. It's supposed to be, because they're supposed to be completely, they're just so self-obsessed with each other. And like, I don't even think that they really want to take down Buffy. They just want to keep doing what they're doing. They all just want to be super nerds forever, I think.
Okay, did you talk about the poker game?
Yes. How I had forgotten about it. And the kittens were pretty awesome, and those demons were pretty hilarious.
Okay. This is where, and this is my problem with it, they have started making demons
likable?
Yeah.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, because I don't think they're all evil. I think we're to believe that.
I don't like the demons being played.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought the episode with the Nazi demons and the not-so-Nazi demons was supposed to teach us. I know that was a different show, but it was supposed to teach us that not all demons are the same.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm okay with that not all demons are evil, but I don't like the demons played for laughs. I think it's in poor taste.
Are we just all of a sudden really tough customers? Like, what the hell just happened?
What do you mean?
No, it's like, well, I don't like this because it's too silly, or there's no point, or I don't like that demons are... I mean, it's like, whoa, I don't know. We're judging it real... I feel like, well, I am. I think maybe judging it a little too harshly.
I think because we, as fans of the shows, we want the story to progress.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And here, it wasn't filler, but it's like all the elements leading up to the next evolution, part of the evolution of the story. So I think we're just impatient, loyal viewers right now. Okay. That's what I feel.
I'll go with that.
Well, it's just, I mean, something big's coming up. Mm-hmm. And I think you just have to give it a couple of episodes for the season to get going.
Yeah. I think if we were binge watching it like people do now with TV, I think we wouldn't have such a, because we have to, I'm thinking when we're watching the episodes, oh, how would I rate this? Like, you know what I mean? Like if we were just watching it through, we would just be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we would probably just laugh it off and be like, oh, that was a, like you said earlier, a fun romp.
But you'll see that things have to be laid in place.
Exactly.
Things have to be put in place for the big thing that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be Willow versus Buffy. It has to be. It has to be. It has to be. I might be singing because I know that the next episode I'm gonna watch is gonna be Once More with Feeling, and I hear they're singing in that, and I'm gonna do a commentary.
Once More with Feelings next?
Yeah.
Yes. So the three of us need to get together and do a commentary.
Stephanie can barely contain herself.
Things have to be laid in place for it all to work.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what all the hullabaloo is. And I can't wait to, anyway, the three of us.
I'm super nervous about getting to that one. I'm not going to lie.
GK, you and I, you have to get together with the A, and we have to figure out a time and a day where we can partay.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that I don't dislike it because it's such a fan favorite.
That's what I'm nervous about, because I traditionally do not like musicals and I'm afraid that I'm not gonna like it and I'm gonna get shit upon. Shat upon, rather.
Shat upon.
Just let it go.
Shut up. As my 4-year-old says, let it go.
No.
Let it go.
Inside joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making reference to Frozen.
We were.
We are.
Oh.
So it's not that inside. It's not my favorite.
It's not your favorite movie ever?
It's not my favorite.
It's not your favorite movie?
She put a tiny little rant on Facebook about Let It Go.
Hey, guys, we have a little bit more feedback. It's from Ashley Cannon.
No way!
Our guest, who, for some reason, I suck at Google Hangouts because I think I may have inadvertently banned her from the thing.
No!
Ashley says, since I couldn't get back into the call for some reason, even though this most likely won't air. Oh, it will, Ashley. It will. She wants to do her quote right now and her rating. So we're going to hold off on those until the appropriate time. But I just want everyone to know that we're going to include Ashley, even though she isn't here right now with us.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ashley.
Hey, it's all my fault. You want to play the blame game?
The technology is the game to blame.
The magics aren't working.
The magics
aren't working in our favor.
The podcast magics.
So anyone else have anything to say about this episode before we actually give our ratings?
It was all right.
All right, let's rate. Ashley rates it 8.5 flawed Death Star designs out of 10. Very nice. Gabby?
The time loop and kitten poker and drunk Buffy kind of were my highlight. But admittedly, I watched this episode a couple of weeks ago and I can't remember everything else. So, but I do recall, but I am annoyed with the whole trio business, so I'm not going to rate this super high, but I'm not going to rate it super low either because the good was super, super good. So I am going to give this, let's say, 7.5 out of 10 whiskey shots with a hot vampire.
Mm.
And who's that?
Spike.
Now. I really, really like this episode. You have Buffy picking up a beam like it's nothing. You have Tara being a dumb fuck who can't tell that her friend is just standing still and not following her into class. You have time manipulation times two. You have a mummy hand! Mummy hand!
Oh, yeah.
After mummy hand after mummy hand. Okay. This episode from me gets 9 out of 10.
Whoa.
Stomp, stomp, stomp on Jaws glasses.
I thought it was okay. I'm waiting for something more. It was not a bad episode. It wasn't a great episode. It was just, you know, everything's being put into place, like we all agreed and Stephanie kind of alluded to. So I'm going to give it 7 out of 10. Out of
10. Yeah, this episode is fun. Giles. Buffy is taking advantage of him because she needs a grown-up.
Do you guys really think
she's
that?
She's leaning on him too. She's asking his approval, you know, when she's trying to decide if she should out of the classes, she asks for his approval. Like, she still needs a grown-up to tell her what to do.
Because she's still a kid, really.
Yeah, and I know she has a child to take care of. She's a parent. Basically, she's a parent now, but she's stuck. She's stuck in a rut that she needs to get out of. Mm-hmm. What else? The trio are fun, and the pop culture references are fun, and the only thing, and I like that Buffy and Spike are bonding, and Buffy's just kind of isolated away from her friends. Can't really relate to them right now.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is the funny demons or whatever. I don't know. I just, I don't. So I give it 9 out of 10. Oh, what did I put? Oh, awkward lesbian chicken part note. Terrible.
That was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's another thing, too. I'm so, okay, we get it. Willow, you're a lesbian and you're in a relationship with somebody. Do they always have to have those, like, cheap lesbian jokes or references?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Really?
It's, yeah, I'm used to it. It's like, I wasn't even, like, rolling my eyes. I was just like, oh. That's the one for this episode. Check.
Wait, am I the only one that's sick of those?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like they're uncalled for and ridiculous.
Yeah. But at least they're not, like, classless. Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe they are. Really?
Well, this one kind of was.
Okay.
I take that back.
That's what we thought about this episode, and we like hearing what you think. For example, we'd like to hear what you think about the next episode we'll be recording for after today, which is after we did this one. Today we're still going to do another one, and then we're eventually going to be doing, I think, once more with Feeling. So you might want to get in on that train, folks. Call us, 27040-BUFFY, or send us an email.
PotentialCast@gmail.com
is the address that you put in the to field if you want to reach us. Follow us on Twitter @PotentialCast. PotentialCast.com is our website where we release the show and show notes and direct download links and links to these wonderful video thingies that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Facebook group really is where all the hot action is at. That is facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. It's spoiler free, so keep spoilers to yourself, especially if they have to do with Game of Thrones.
Whoa.
You piece of human refuse.
Did we block somebody?
I unfriended someone today. And so we love feedback. We really appreciate it. If ever we get too much, we kind of skip some of it, but that doesn't mean we don't love you. We love you. We're so good. To have you listen, to have you tell your friends and stuff. So, I think it is now time for the quotes. Is it not?
Sure, I believe you are correct, sir.
And I think Kimberly should go first.
Hold on.
Guest will go first. I have guest's quote.
Yay!
While Kimberly gets her quote ready.
Okay.
And guest quote says, so Ashley said, Her skin is so tight, I don't even know how you can look at her.
I was going to do that one.
So was I, actually.
Great quote.
Great quote,
I
agreed.
I busted out laughing at that one.
It was awesome.
Hey, Jonathan, grab your magic bone. Juveniles.
Well, I appreciate it. Muchly, you saved me from having to accept Giles' offer to look at the magic box. I mean, retail? Yee. I'd rather be dead. Again.
God. Fine, I'll just say the thing I was just bitching about. I'm a breast girl myself. Then again, you knew that.
Ow, oh, ow. Next time I do that spell, one of you guys has to look like the demon. The Slayer touched you. Yeah, it was sexy. The way she touched me real hard with her fists. I only looked big. I actually had the proportional strength of, me. Huzzah!
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
So who's going to advance me a tiny tabby to get me started? Come on. Someone's got to stake me. I'll do it. What? You thought I was just going to let that lie there?
I think we're done.
I think we are.
Poker.
Steph.
Yes.
What's on the slate for next week?
Next week is All the Way.
Sounds Ooh. Sexy. Sounds All very, way, very sexy.
Yes.
It sounds like a 1980s teen
after school
sex
special
romp.
Teen sex romp. Oh my.
Are yeah. you gonna go all the way?
Sleepaway camp? 1 through 4? And 5? Never mind. I'm gonna edit that out.
You guys remember Camp Cucamonga?
Nope.
No.
What? Okay, you guys, let's Wikipedia this shit.
I'm afraid of the Wikipedia.
All right, guys.
Camp Cucamonga. Right.
Ashley, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time out to be our guest. And I think you're the first guest we lost in the middle yeah. of an episode.
Sorry, actually.
I blame Google. Damn you, Sergey Brin! All
guest.
The real nerds will laugh
Camp
at that.
Camp Cucamonga, 1990, Jennifer Aniston, Candace Cameron, Donica McKellar.
What?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel
yes.
White!
It was what? Like, you know when they get like all the teen stars of all the popular shows and they put them in a movie of the week type thing?
Jaleel White uh-huh. was on a popular show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rick Meyer. Sherman Helmsley.
Yep.
Oh my God. I need to see this. And we need to podcast about it.
Yeah.
The Camp Cucamonga cast.
You'll like it because there's a musical breakdown.
Oh, crap.
Oh, and Ashley had an honorable mention. It was, don't worry, just do what I do. Picture yourself naked.
Anya.
Awesome. Hey. That's it for now. Next time is going to be an episode where we're going to talk about stuff about Buffy. And I may be stalling trying to get my hands on the song I want to play. All right. People on YouTube, if you want to stick around, there'll be a link in the Facebook group. And I'm going to stop this broadcast now. And I'm going to stop the broadcast, but I'm going to let people hear this song here on the show. Here we go. Broadcast stopped. So here's the music. Bye, everyone.
Namaste.
Bye. Where I go, the welling
This morning I put on, I tweeted, do not spoil Game of Thrones. And the next thing I looked at was, said, oh, I'm gonna blankety blank 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 or what, you know. And I was like, God damn it, damn it.
I was really tired and I fell asleep halfway through it. So, really? Yeah, I was that tired. So I figured today, I was spoiled on it. It was my own fault for not having stayed up last night. But I guessed what happened. So I'm like, oh, okay. I had to ask somebody. I'm like, just, is this what happened? And they said yes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not really surprised, but I would have liked to have watched it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to watch it.
I watched it, and it was awesome. That's basically what I'm saying.
I need to watch Mad Men, too.
Oh, God.
Mad Men.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Done with those.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Y'all, I have got to go pick up Morgan because Edward is indisposed right now.
Oh.
I'll be back in 10 minutes. Carry on. Keep going.
We'll carry on. Okay. This is old school.
Old school?
Old school. This is pre-old school. This is just GAC. Hi, everyone. So, for those of you still watching on YouTube, for all seven of you still watching on YouTube,
Congratulations.
This you is have your prize.
You have the OG three of us here.
The OG.
Yeah. Steph.
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But feel free to mute if you're going to move around.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. And, or not. It's fine,
sorry,
too.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
It's okay. It's fine. Listen, it's okay. I'll just dock your salary. That's
hey,
all.
Wait a minute.
You're getting paid? Hey, what?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
When did that start happening?
Mm.